Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's so awesome to see you. We're going to invite everyone to stand as we sing our opening hymn. This is in More Voices, and it's 79. We're just going to sing verses 2 and 3, all right? More Voices 79, we're going to sing 2 and 3. Spirit, open my heart. All right, everyone, will we join in our call to worship?
And the call to worship is found in your bulletin. Our Lenten journey has begun. From ashes come moments of reflection. Lent is a time to pause, to walk a new path. From ashes come moments of reflection. Today, our journey takes us on a path of understanding reconciliation in a new way. From ashes come moments of reflection, of relationships deepened, history reimagined. We open ourselves to see the path of hope ahead. From ashes come moments of reflection, from conversation comes healing. God offers a new way of being people of faith, a new way of mending broken covenants and living in right relations. And it is good to be together. So let us greet one another with the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you and also with you.
All right, well, good morning and welcome on this first Sunday in the season of Lent. My name is Kristen. I'm the Minister for Worship and Spiritual Care here at Rosedale United Church. And joining me in leadership today is our Minister for Community Engagement, Reverend Ruth Noble, our Minister of Music, Dr. Sarah Svensson, and our community choir. And this is a really special day. We're a hub here at Rosedale United supporting human flourishing, and how we've been doing that this weekend is hosting a reunion of a whole bunch of young people who are here sitting together. They've traveled from across the country, and they participated, all of them, last summer in the Gibby Mish Kadiman canoe trip. And this is a reconciliation experience for Indigenous and non-Indigenous young people. It's planned and sponsored in partnership with local United Churches. You'll hear more from the youth and organizers this morning. But for now, a really warm welcome to all of you. It's a privilege to have you here. And we're also privileged today to have joining us in worship from the National United Church of Canada, the Right Reverend Dr. Carmen Lansdowne, our moderator. And yep, everyone's waving, so turn around and feel free to say hi. Reverend Michael Blair, who is our General Secretary, welcome. We have Terry Beaumont, I hope I'm saying that properly, who arranged all the travel for the Gibby Mish Kadiman participants. And we have Jennifer Henry, who is the Minister of Change for the United Church of Canada. I don't know if that's an official title, but we welcome you, and we're so glad that you're all here. If this happens to be your first Sunday with us, well, a special welcome to you too. And know that after the service, we gather for tea and coffee and conversation. There's sandwiches today too, so you know, we hope that you'll stay and chat and make yourselves known. Rosedale United Church is an affirming congregation. This is a community for people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, backgrounds. And we acknowledge today, as we call ourselves to worship, that we do so on land stewarded by our Indigenous siblings for millennia. And we acknowledge the centrality of this land to the spirituality and identity of the Mississaugas, the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat. If there are kids with us in worship today, this is a chance now to grab an activity pack from the back or to head down to our nursery. And together, we will bless this time of learning with our sung response. It's, "I'm a Child of God." The verses are in your bulletin, and we're going to sing the two that are written there. Invite us into a moment of silence, just to take a breath and to gather ourselves now that we're here and together and in this space, and then I'll invite us into a moment of prayer. Loving God, we share gratitude this morning for the wonderful energy of the young people among us and for their leaders and the fun that they are having together on this journey of peace and reconciliation. May their joy and their friendship guide them and us, and empower them and us. Creator, you invite us this morning to consider the times when we've gone into the wilderness to have it change us. Help us to embrace all kinds of wilderness as transformative places where we meet you as creator, as creative presence in our lives. We sing now the prayer of your Jesus. I'd like to invite Sue Vanstone, who has greetings to bring us from the Gibby Mish Kadiman team. And while she's coming, I'll just let you know what we're going to do now. This is what we call the opening the theme time in our service. And today, how we're going to do that is by showing you a video after Sue has spoken about the Gibby Mish Kadiman experience, featuring all the young people who are here with us. And then you'll hear from Ashley Keeping, who was one of the participants on the Gibby Mish Kadiman trip.
Good morning, everyone. What to say about reconciliation? So here we are in what we now call Toronto, known by many as the meeting place in Ojibwe. This weekend, we've welcomed about 25 youth, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, our 2022 Gibby Mish Kadiman campers and paddlers. Please welcome our friends here today who are visiting literally from coast to coast to coast. As some of you know, and some of you may not know, Gibby Mish Kadiman is a 5-year pilot project of truth and reconciliation, engaging Indigenous youth from across Canada and non-Indigenous youth from the Shining Waters region in collaborative leadership through an Indigenous lens. I'd like to acknowledge our supporters, United Church of Canada, Toronto United Church Council, Shining Waters Regional Council, as well as our sponsoring churches, Rosedale United, Bloor Street United, and Fairlawn Avenue United, along with some generous individual donors committed to truth and reconciliation. And of course, I want to thank our youth participants for their energy and enthusiasm. Our eardrums after the greeting on Friday night will never be the same, and for taking us all into an equitable future. Thank you.
I decided to come because I had been canoeing once and I had a lot of fun. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for truth and reconciliation. I came into it knowing absolutely nobody, but I walked out knowing everybody.
How much rope do you need?
I wanted to come on the trip to learn more about my culture. I didn't really fully know what to expect out of the trip. I knew kind of the basis of what it was, but there was still a lot of questions I was left with. I knew what the trip was about, and I was sure that everybody else in it kind of had the same idea.
Alrighty!
I decided to come on the trip to learn about reconciliation and make new friends.
You might feel scared at...
I decided to come because I had been canoeing once and I had a lot of fun. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for Truth and Reconciliation. I came into it knowing absolutely nobody, but I walked out knowing everybody.
How much rope do you need?
I wanted to come on the trip to learn more about my culture.
I decided to come because I had been canoeing once and I had a lot of fun. I decided to come because I had been canoeing once and I had a lot of fun. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for Truth and Reconciliation. I came into it knowing absolutely nobody. But I walked out knowing everybody.
How much rope do you need?
I wanted to come on the trip to learn more about my culture.
I didn't really fully know what to expect out of the trip. I knew kind of the basis of what it was, but there was still a lot of questions I was left with. I knew what the trip was about, and I was sure that everybody else in it kind of had the same idea.
Alrighty!
I decided to come on the trip to learn about reconciliation and make new friends.
You might feel scared at first, but this trip will help you make so many new friends, and I bet even after this trip, I bet we'll all stay connected together.
Everyone is here for different reasons, and it's okay to be afraid, and it's okay to be like scared and stuff, but once you realize that there's people around you that care about you and here to support you through this trip, that everything will be okay.
The participants, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, came informed and ready to hear about reconciliation and what is the work that we need to do, what has happened in the past, and how can we ensure it doesn't happen again. Our future looks bright because of these inspiring, courageous, and intelligent young people.
All right, I'm jumping in.
Here.
Reconciliation is canoeing together, it's camping together, it's laughing together, swimming together, cooking together, talking together. And what happened was they gained friendships from all across the country, and they were able to put names of actual people to experiences. And we don't often connect racial healing with friendship or connection or laughter or fun. And I think that's one of the most enduring gifts of Gibi Mishkatamin, is making that connection and making healing so incredibly positive. Mm-hmm.
What does Gibbemish Kadamon mean to you?
It means a lot. I learned so much on this trip, and especially about Indigenous culture that I hadn't known before, and what I thought I knew was only the tip of the iceberg and only scraped the surface.
It means a community where I can make new friends and learn and be able to be myself around others.
To me, it means learning and understanding culture.
It means being able to make friends who I'll hopefully see again in the future and just being able to have that connection with everyone, especially having the sharing circles and just opening up about things that you normally wouldn't open up about with other people.
I think it taught me kind of like the importance of realizing the surroundings around you and like taking the time to realize how beautiful like the world is and how much you're missing when you're not paying attention to it.
The word itself means he or she paddles, and paddling is like, it's an accumulation of knowledge about how to exist with wind and water and how you move through that. And I think it's a nice little metaphor for people learning and growing.
That's coming up. You guys are going to see this later in the service, and we're going to connect it all together. But first, we want to invite Ashley Keeping to come on up, and Ashley's going to share a little bit about her experience on the Gibby trip.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, my friends, my name is Ashley Keeping, and I'm from a small town on an island called Newfoundland, which is a few provinces over, and I was asked to talk about my experience at the Gibbemish Kadamon trip last summer of 2022, and all I have to say about it is it was such a good trip, and I learned a lot more about my own culture and everyone else's cultures that was there, and how to reconcile and how to understand and being honest. I feel like this trip has empowered me and the other youth to be better people and being able to understand everyone else a little bit more. I feel like this trip should continue to do what it does in making leadership skills in the youth that is there and being able to connect all these children who are the future of our world. And I feel like that this trip has been beneficial to me and all the other kids who got to go on the trip and the past kids as well. I feel like this trip has lots of meaning and lots of ways to understand your own culture and other people's culture as well. And I would just like to thank all the leaders and all the chaperones who was there this summer, like Rosa and Takama and my friend Joe. Thank you, all of you guys and all my friends who have built a family for me. That's not in Port of Ask. And you guys as well for beautiful singing. I would just like to thank everyone for understanding and being honest with themselves, and hopefully for another trip next year. Thank you.
Everything about this morning is getting us to think about times when, you know, maybe we've gone out to the wilderness and been changed by it in the same way that these young people have. Let's stand and sing a song that's about that, going outside the lines, stepping out of our comfort zone. My love colors outside the lines. We're going to sing verses 1 and 4. It's in more voices. Let us pray. Creator God, you come today, we come today filled with many emotions, with gratitude for the youth who have been inspired and are inspiring us today.
For moments of recollection, even as we recognize that there's still much work to do, urge us forward on the road to truth and reconciliation. Open our ears, our eyes, our hearts, to all that we can do to transform your creation from a place of hurt into a place of hope.
Lent is a time of reflection and rethinking who we are as a church and how we interact with one another.
May our Lenten practice change us so profoundly that the ripples of change are felt through the walls of the church and the trees of the community.
Remind us again, O God, that in our reflection and reimagining, you are our guide and our hope. Amen. And now is a time of response and offering. We invite you to light a candle from one of the candles in the front or on the sides in honor of someone you are holding in your heart. You're also invited to give your offering to the life and work of this church at the wooden box at the back of the church. Let us say together, we offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts. The gifts of God are a blessing for the world. Let us now offer our response.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. That song, I went a lot of places while you were singing that song, and I mean that in a good way. It took me to a lot of places. We're shifting gears now, holding a couple of texts together now. Lent is a time to reflect really deeply on our human condition, and it's our tradition here at Rosedale United Church. A lot of other churches do this too, to use the movies as a way to get into thinking about our humanity. Film reflects the human condition on a giant screen. And so during the season of Lent, we pair what we call a life text, that's a recent film, with a biblical text to help us think about being human and also about the call of our faith. So today's life text, the film that we're lifting up, is the Oscar-nominated Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And it's by Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert. They're known as the Daniels. It's an absurdist, fun action movie about a Chinese-American immigrant named Evelyn who runs a laundromat. Her business is dedicated to cleaning up, but her life is a mess. Let's have a look at the trailer.
Mrs. Wang. Mrs. Wang.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Now, you may only see a pile of receipts, but I see a story. I can see where this story is going.
It does not look good.
What's happening?
Evelyn, I'm not your husband. I'm another version of him from another universe. I'm here because we need your help.
Very busy today. No time to help you.
Across the multiverse, I've seen thousands of Evelyns. You can access all their memories, their emotions. Skills. There's a great evil spreading throughout the many verses. And you may be your only chance of stopping it.
Don't make me fight you. I am really good.
I don't believe you.
Wow, that was really good.
He's waiting in the wings.
The universe.
He speaks of senseless things.
Is so much bigger than you realize.
Of all the places I could be, I just wanted to share with you.
Remember our mission concerning the fate of every single world of our infinite multiverse.
No way. I am the Evelyn you are looking for.
Every rejection, every disappointment has led you here to this moment. Don't let anything distract you from it.
All right. Pairing this with our reading this morning from Scripture, I'm going to invite one of our Gibby participants, Hannah Kim Craig. You've met Hannah's mom, principal of Emmanuel College. She's been here to speak. This is her daughter, Hannah. Welcome, Hannah. Hannah's going to be reading about a story about Jesus in the desert. Some needs some unpacking ahead of time. There's some words that carry baggage. You'll hear the word devil, for example, in this. You might think of that word, you might translate it in your head as the adversary, an antagonistic force. You might also consider that this might be Jesus wrestling with an inner demon, so to speak. All right, over to you, Hannah.
Hello? A reading from Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the witness of the early church. May we hear in these ancient words wisdom for living today. Amen.
Thank you, Hannah. Let's take a moment. I want to invite us to pray. Spirit, open our hearts to the joy and pain of living, to your wisdom, and to your way. Amen. So we are weaving together this morning a bunch of stories that on the surface don't seem to have anything in common. A group of young people went on a canoe trip together last summer. Gibby Mishkatamon, Indigenous and non-Indigenous youth from across Canada paddling together. That's one story. And we're here in this Christian church on a morning that happens to be the first Sunday in a season called Lent. That's another story. The word Lent is related to the old English word for lengthen. It's a season about growing as human beings. It's a season where we intentionally focus on our human condition. And to help us do that this morning, we've shared the trailer for the Oscar-nominated film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. That's another story. So on this first Sunday in Lent, we're weaving together a story about Indigenous and non-Indigenous youth on a canoe trip with a movie about a middle-aged Chinese-American laundromat owner unexpectedly called upon to save the multiverse. And incidentally, there's another story we've touched on this morning. It's about Jesus and a time when he goes off into the desert by himself to wrestle with his demons. We're trying to weave all of this together this morning, and you may well be asking right now, just what on earth is the common thread? I want to suggest that everything about today, the canoe trip, the film, the story about Jesus, the beginning of Lent, is inviting us to consider a place that we call the wilderness. The wilderness is a literal, tangible, and actual place to which we can intentionally decide to travel. This is what all of you young people did on the canoe trip. You flew in on airplanes and drove up in cars and on buses and then took a boat to the middle of Lake Temagami in northern Ontario to a remote site where there weren't any other people or cottages or towns and spent a number of days paddling together out on the water. But the wilderness is also an interior place. And you don't have to go away anywhere to find yourself having a wilderness experience. We can be standing at the corner of Yonge and Dundas, streetcars dinging, people crossing in all four directions, advertisements flashing, not a single tree in sight, and find ourselves in the midst of a wilderness. We can be in a room full of people, packed into a crowded subway, sitting right across from someone we know well, and find ourselves feeling remote and disconnected from our normal lives and far away. When we're wrestling with our feelings, when we have to make hard decisions, when we're in a time of discerning what to do next and where to go from here, any and all of this can send us to the emotional and psychological place called the wilderness. The wilderness. This was the wilderness to which Jesus found himself led. He'd had a mystical experience at his baptism. As he emerged from the river, he heard a voice from heaven say, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And no surprise that almost immediately after this happens, Jesus is driven to the desert, to a physical wilderness, and also a period of time, 40 days and 40 nights, to try to sort out what all this will mean for him. It can happen in all of our lives that all of a sudden we find ourselves in a kind of wilderness to which we hadn't intended to travel. A wilderness in which we don't actually want to be. There are times when life's circumstances just alter the direction of the path we're walking, and we're led to a place that feels very far away from where we want to be, very remote. A transition can take us through this kind of wilderness. Some of you are walking through this wilderness right now. You're not quite adults, but you're also not kids anymore. That's a wilderness place, trying to sort yourselves out. Some of us are aging. How we feel on the inside suddenly doesn't match how we look on the outside. We don't recognize ourselves. And that's a kind of wilderness place. This congregation is in a wilderness place right now, an awkward place, a place we don't recognize. We're in a time of discernment as we muck about and meander and struggle with what it means to be a hub and exactly how to be a hub. Reckoning with our past and our present all of a sudden can plunge us into a wilderness. Everyone here in this room is in a kind of wilderness as we process Canada's history of colonization and face hard truths and work at reconciliation. In the film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Evelyn Wang finds herself in an emotional and psychological and spiritual wilderness that she's forced to travel through because of life's circumstances. An IRS audit of her laundromat propels her on a kind of audit of her own life. And all of a sudden, she finds herself in this strange land where she has to reckon with all the paths she did not take in her life and all the choices that have led her to where she is now, and what it will take for her to fix her most important relationships. Whether we travel to the wilderness intentionally, as the young people did on their canoe trip, or whether we're thrust into a wilderness place unexpectedly, as Evelyn is during her midlife crisis, what unites all time spent in the wilderness is that it's not always comfortable time. Gibby youth, can you shout out some of the things that made your time in the wilderness a challenge? I'm putting you on the spot here, but cast your mind back to those 5 days plus in the canoe. I don't know if it rained while you were away. Can you just shout out some of the things that made the wilderness a not so pleasant time? No shower, thank you. Not enough toilet paper, yes.
Thunderboxes.
Say that again?
Thunderboxes.
Those are the outhouses. Okay. New term. Yes. One more time. One more?
Homesick.
Homesick. Wilderness times challenge us. Wilderness times are difficult. And wilderness times are a spiritual reality of being human. I think that's why the Christian faith tradition and other faith traditions bring up the wilderness as a topic of conversation now and again to remind us and to encourage us. Some of us here today, right in this moment, will be traveling through some kind of wilderness. And all of us will at many points in our lives. And so it's good to have to remember and to hold on to this promise that actually the time we spend in the wilderness is healing. Good things do come from time spent in the wilderness. The wilderness is a transformative place. I don't know if you caught the words when Hannah read them. They came just at the beginning of the passage she read, the opening words of our scripture. She read, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. And the Creator's Spirit, we know, is a life-giving and transformative power. May I ask the young people here, as you recall the time you spent in the universe, in the wilderness, when you were not always comfortable, when you were not always where you wanted to be, as you look back now, can you raise your hand if you were changed by being there? And can you clap, maybe applaud, if you grew because of your time in the wilderness? And can you maybe give a cheer if you're here today with new perspective because of the wilderness? Everything about today wants to remind us, everything wants to encourage us, everything wants to empower us. Good things come from challenge and difficulty. Good things do come from time spent in the wilderness. Good things can come, do come, will come. I believe it because of all of you and all of these stories, how they've reminded me that the Creator travels with us in all our wilderness times. Amen. We're going to respond through singing. We're singing Voices United. This is number 119. And verses 2 and 4. Verses 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
We go out now into this day and into this week, refreshed by being together, by community. And we go knowing that in all of our wilderness times, we are companioned by Creator, God, by Jesus, friend, by Holy Spirit, inspiration. We will have at the door, should you want to mark this beginning of wilderness time, some ashes for either the palm or the forehead. We join together now in the extinguishing of our Lenten tenebrae, one candle during each week of Lent.
Seek a spirit of discernment and wisdom. On the journey of Lent, we move toward relationship with God. Follow Jesus and know new life. Seek the Spirit and know new insight. Move towards God and know grace. You are forgiven, you are set free. May the blessing of God give us strength for the journey. May the Spirit of wisdom give us vision for the road. May the love of Christ make us caring companions as together we go forth in the Lenten time. Amen.